Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone that's been helping get the word out for this independent horror film. I also want to say thank you to everybody that's currently participating in our Indiegogo campaign. We really appreciate that. And also, I want to let you know that next couple podcasts coming up, I'm going to personally thank each individual, shout out personal thank you for helping me get the word out for this horror fan film. And right now we're running the Indiegogo campaign. It is live. I will be posting the link in this podcast. We have 40 some days left. We're up to 340 something in donations. We like to see at least get to 3,000 or 4,000 by day 40. And we have some really awesome perks for you to check out on our Indiegogo campaign website. We also got a great shout out by the original Michael Myers, Nick Castle himself. We really appreciate that, Mr. Castle, that you're able to reach out to us and give us an opinion on the film that's coming up and how much you'd like to see it. And also, your great shout out to my late friend, Jarrett. We really appreciate that. I also went to the movies for the first time in a year and 5 months. I went and saw the movie Spiral by Chris Rock. I felt the movie was what I thought it would be. I enjoyed it. It wasn't anything too spectacular, but it was a decent, good movie to go back to the movies again to see. As you know, most movies have been streaming right now on HBO Max or Disney Plus or Paramount Plus. So this was nice to see a movie that was just at the theaters only. And there was no one in the theater with me. I was the only one there. Right now, people are still a little hesitant about going to the movie theaters to see a movie because of COVID-19. I do have my first shot. I am vaccinated. And I wore a mask and took the proper precautions when I went to the theater. When I left, there was a few more people that came to the movies. So eventually by fall, I think the movie theaters will be up to full pace once again. And now back to the Indiegogo campaign conversation. So right now, we're trying to meet within 40 days, try to at least get to, we want 10,000, but we'll enjoy it if we at least get 4,000. And what you could do is you could either just donate money on that site, or you can get one any of the perks on there. We're going to be running some contests and such in the next couple weeks. We have some Boogeyman bundles coming up soon this week, which will be perks paired up with each other. We also, with the contest I was speaking of, if you can get 30 backers by this Friday for the Indiegogo campaign, you can unlock a very secret perk, and it will be worth unlocking it, and it'll be just yours, and only you can claim that you got such a perk from our independent horror film Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film. What Nick Castle said basically in his video to us about our Indiegogo campaign and about the film is that he wants to see it. He wants to see it when it's completed. We will be sending him the link. And we're also with a note that says, please show this to Mr. Carpenter and Miss Jamie Lee Curtis as well, so they can witness it, because it's going to be an awesome movie. Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film, will be giving Dr. Loomis his proper farewell. As you know, in the Halloween series, they really didn't want to give Dr. Loomis his proper farewell. The last time he was seen was in The Curse of Michael Myers, and all you heard was a scream from him. That was it. And then in H2O, he was just a picture, and they just told the nurse that your office is rampaged. And then in Halloween 2018, they just had a video recording of him, and that was it. And Dr. Sartain briefly mentioned him. In our movie, where if we meet our goal, we're going to have some kind of physical representation of Dr. Loomis. We'll have him portrayed. We'll see what happened in 98 in his life. And we'll also go back in a prelude to 78. So you're going to see a younger version of Loomis when he's tracking Michael down. And then you will see the retired version of Loomis. And the fans can finally say a proper farewell to him or bid him adieu. Because Donald Pleasance deserves better than that. I mean, he basically made the Halloween series. His character descriptions of Michael Myers is what makes Michael Myers the boogeyman scary. So he deserves that. And we felt at Halloween Evil Lives, we're going to do that for him. We're also going to have some very scary kills, some jump scares. It's going to be suspenseful. It's not going to be your stereotypical fan film. I watched a couple of them. Some of them are scary and some of them are kind of comedic. We're not going that route. We're taking this like real serious. Like this could be an actual feature film, even though it's a fan film. We're taking it really serious, and that's why we need our goal met, so we can deliver the best product to all the fans, to everyone out there that enjoys the Halloween series. And we're very happy to work hard to achieve that for all of you. And we have a really good written script. I shared some of the details with some of the individuals that have been helping us promote this Indiegogo campaign. And they said, you have a really good story here. And the thing is we want to maybe drop hints, but we don't want to really want to spoil the movie. But we're figuring out a way to drop hints to get people more motivated for the campaign. And I'll tell you some hints is that you'll actually get to see a more logical ending for 1978. And then some logical stuff that happened in 98. And then into now present day. In that movie it'll be 2022. And you'll actually get a great transition onto what's occurring. And you'll get a very scary Michael Myers. No Busta Rhymes going to be kicking him through a window. This Michael Myers is the 78 Michael Myers. He is a threat in every scene, even scenes that he's not in. You're going to feel kind of his presence. And we're going with that flow to make it a very scary movie. And I'm really excited to do this project for all of you. With everyone, all the cast and crew of Halloween Evil Lives, we're working really hard, and we really appreciate all you fans and everyone participating, because we got a really cool, scary, special story to show you. That's why it's going to be an hour and like 40 minutes long, because it's an important story to show you. And also, we're honoring my late friend, Jarrett, who helped write this movie with me. We found a way to include him in the movie, his character in the movie. And we're also doing a tribute to him at the end of the movie. We're also going to be at the end of the end credits of the movie. Everybody that ever helped us with anything to do with this project, and everybody that bought the credits, there's going to be a good 20 minutes of all thank yous and credits and everything on that thing. So it's going to be amazing. And we also plan on renting a movie theater out. You can do that here in where I live. For $100, you can rent it out for the day. And we're going to premiere the movie to Jared's family and some of our friends and castmates' friends and some co-workers. And we're gonna play the film on the big screen. So if you participate, you put out your name in the credits or a shout out, it will actually play on a legit real big screen at a movie theater, which is kind of cool to think about. Not many people can claim that they, you know, saw their name up on the big screen, and they're not even a real actor, got their name on the big screen. So that's going to be a really cool experience, see everyone's names on the credits on the big screen. So right now I want everybody to check out our Indiegogo link. It will be in the description of this short brief podcast we made. This is basically an anthem, a call of action. Please participate. We want to get this film made properly. We need all the full funding. We want to deliver the best product to everyone, and we won't let you down, because let me tell you, this movie is going to be a thrill ride. It's going to be a very scary thrill ride, and you're going to be very surprised how well it's going to be. And right now, we'll catch you all on the next episode, and please check out our description down below, and click on the link for the Indiegogo campaign of Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film.